Welcome back to the Hot to Best Daily Pick Show here for Tuesday, January 23rd. Back with some more college basketball action here for tonight. A decent slate of games on tap here for Tuesday night, so we'll jump into all of those games here in a second. Quickly, though, before we do, looking back to Monday night's results, got Lehigh and Stony Brook there for Monday night, recording this before those two games are finished up. So, as always, check the link down below to the website or the community tab here on YouTube to see the full results for those. And let's jump into today's show. Now, we start today's show out in the MAC as Eastern Michigan takes on Western Michigan. For Eastern Michigan, actually get the slight edge offensively in the rankings. Western Michigan coming out on top defensively. And it really is that defense for Eastern Michigan that has given them some struggles here to start MAC play, giving up a 55 effective field goal percentage here on the season. Now, Western Michigan certainly doesn't have the best defense in the world, but certainly better, only giving up a 51.9 effective field goal percentage. And while they do come into this game following losses at Akron and at Bowling Green, they have been a pretty decent team here through the start of conference play, especially in their games at home. I like what I've seen out of this Western Michigan team on the offensive glass. They've done a really strong job rebounding the basketball, and I think that's certainly an area going up against Eastern in this game where we could see them take advantage of. As far as the model goes for this one, it does like Western Michigan at home, a 9.83% edge towards them in this game. As far as the books go, we opened at 6, currently still 6 towards Eastern Michigan, but 5.5 floating out there on the Western side, a 7.19% edge towards Western Michigan here in this game. And I really think it comes down to that defense for Western Michigan, as well as the rebounding, and even offensively they've done a better job in some areas, especially just shooting the basketball. I think Western Michigan does get done at home, does it in big fashion, taking them -5.5 here against Eastern Michigan. Now we stay in the MAC for the second game here as Kent State takes on Bowling Green. Overall, Kent State getting the slight edge on the offensive end of the court, but Bowling Green a little bit bigger of an edge defensively coming into this game. And overall, it's a Bowling Green team that has obviously played some great basketball. Only have one loss dating back to November 25th here this season, a game at Akron. And overall, their only conference loss in the season, and come into this game on a 4-game winning streak, a couple of decent road wins in there as well. And back home here in this game, it's a Bowling Green team that I certainly have liked here this season. Kent State on the other side, offensively have been a strong shooting team, especially from the perimeter, hitting 37% from beyond the arc, but they've certainly struggled on the defensive end of the court. Their shot defense hasn't been great and have definitely struggled against some better teams here in MAC play. Giving up a 53.8 effective field goal percentage on the season, while Bowling Green holding their opponents to a 49.5. Certainly at home, it's a Bowling Green team that's hard to go against, and the model does like them at home here as well. A 6.92 favorite here coming into this game. As far as the odds go for this one, we opened at 1.5, some twos floating out there towards the Kent State side, but Bowling Green -1.5, still the best odds, an 11.63% edge, -1.5, -108 there for Bowling Green. And I think defensively, they've been a very, very strong team. They've obviously looked good against these MAC opponents, you know, albeit Akron was their only slip up there. I think at home here in this game, Bowling Green gets it done, taking them -1.5 here against Kent State. Now we finish the day out from Norman, a little Big 12 action here. Texas taking on Oklahoma. Offensively, Texas coming out on top here in the rankings. Oklahoma, though, the third overall team defensively, certainly getting the edge on that end of the court. And I really love what Porter Moser has put on the court for this Oklahoma team. Have they had a few slip-ups as far as Big 12 play goes? Sure, but, you know, TCU and Kansas on the road are by no means bad losses. And if we're judging all of these Big 12 teams by their road losses, it's going to be a long season of hating on some teams defensively. It's an Oklahoma team that's been very strong. I mean, their shot defense is top 10 in the nation here this season, especially from three, have been so good, only giving up a 27.7 three-point percentage on the season. That is one area that Texas, if you're going to nitpick a little bit, has struggled this season, giving up a 34.5 three-point percentage here on the season. Not to mention, while I just said we can't judge some of these Big 12 losses, Texas did lose on the road against West Virginia a week or two ago, whatever that ended up being. Also the UCF loss. Like, yeah, they both have Big 12 losses, and it's hard to judge them too much because the Big 12 is so competitive. But Texas just has struggled to find their footing at times this year. But then they followed up with a win at Baylor, or not at Baylor, at home against Baylor. So it is a Texas team that offensively has been very, very strong, but I do have some concerns on the defensive end of the core, and I think Oklahoma is more than going to take advantage of that at home in this game, and the model really loves Oklahoma in this matchup. A 9.13 spread in Oklahoma's favor coming into this one, but the odds got it a little bit closer. We opened at 3.5. There are 4.5 floating out there on the Texas side, but still at 3.5 on Oklahoma. A 9.19% edge towards Oklahoma minus 3.5 in this game, which is what I'm taking here in this one. I really like what I've seen out of this Porter Moser squad. Oklahoma has just looked so, so good, and their defense is just too good to pass on in this game. Taking them minus 3.5 against Texas. That'll do it here for today's show. And if you want to see more sports betting action for everything going on today, head over to hottobets.com. Take a look at the computer model picks up on the website. Got college basketball, NFL, NBA, NHL, UFC, and horse racing picks being posted every single day. So make sure you take a look at all of that. Also, follow the social links down below, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, to stay up to date with everything that's going on over there. As well as for watching here on YouTube, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification so you don't miss out on any future uploads. And most importantly, drop a comment down below. Let me know who you guys are betting on here for today's card. And thank you so much for watching today's show. I will see you guys tomorrow.